We have a few minutes before we're going to begin Slichos. We call it for 1 o'clock. But really, Chatzos is not yet for a couple more minutes. So bear with me as I share a few thoughts and feelings that are flowing from my heart tonight as we transition from the period of Elul to the next step, the next stage in this process of personal growth, beginning Slichos tonight and moving, of course, to Rosh Hashanah this week. The slichos that we're about to begin, that we're going to recite tonight, for the next period of time, culminating in Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, the Levush points out that the order, the arrangement of these slichos, follows exactly after our order of davening. We begin with Ashrei, we have a half Kaddish, we end with Tachanun, there's a Kaddish Shalem. In fact, this is the only prayer in our entire liturgy that's followed by the Kaddish that includes Tiskabel, where we beseech God to accept positively our prayers. This is the only prayer other than an Amida. It's usually only Shmona Esrei that's followed by the Chazan saying Kaddish Tiskabel. Slichos is the only other prayer that has a Kaddish Tiskabel. And the Slichos we'll recite momentarily, and the Slichos that we say follows exactly the order of davening. The only difference is, instead of an Amida, instead of the Shmona Esrei in between, we recite the Slichos. These heartfelt prayers that are meant to stir us and move us and open our hearts. The Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes of the Almighty, which the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, are not simply designed to be recited. Our repentance is not accepted only because we say them. Yasu lefanai. God says, emulate, imitate me, be like me, do these 13 things, be kind and compassionate and slow to anger and forgiving. Be like me, and I can't help but accept your prayers. Instead of the Amida sandwiched in between, in this unusual prayer of Slichos, we have this reminder to be like God. The Lekach V'Alibo of Rav Avram Shor points out, Slichos is the additional prayer for this time. Just like Shabbos and Yontif have an additional prayer of Musaf, just like Yom Kippur has an additional tefillah of Ne'ilah, this time of year has the additional prayer of Slichos. B'Salavetrik points out, it's brought down in the Harare Kedem, that there are three differences between Slichos and our normal prayer. And I share this with you in the middle of the night, not just as what I think is a fascinating analysis of the Rambam and interesting Dvar Torah, but I hope it will inform and inspire the Slichos we're about to recite. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, number one, the Rambam writes in the third parak of Hilchos Tshuva that the idea of Slichos v'nagu kulam lakum balayla, the practice, the minhag, is to wake up in the night. And so the first difference between Slichos and our other prayers is it's said specifically in the middle of the night. Technically, you could still say Marav now if you haven't already by Chatzos, but the middle of the night is in between prayers. Slichos is designed specifically to be said now. There's something special about the middle of the night. Number two, the difference is that unlike the Amida, which is described as a tefillah belachash, it's meant to be said quietly. It's a silent reflection. We say it in our own mind, in our own heart, and we're not supposed to disturb those around us. It's said quietly. The Rambam says, Slichos are said bitza'aka. It's a cry, it's a scream, it's out loud. There's a vibrancy and a dynamism and an enthusiasm. The walls of the shul are meant to shake when Slichos are said. It doesn't matter what time. It doesn't matter how exhausted. When there's so much at stake, the people that we're davening for, their health, their well-being, their parnasa, finding their shidduch, having children, peace in Israel, peace around the world. When there's so much at stake, how can we call out to God quietly? It's bitza'aka. There has to be a sound that fills the sanctuary. And number three, slichos can only be said bitzibur. Can only be said with the community. If you try to say Slichos alone, if you don't have access to a minion, you're very limited in what you're allowed to say. And these three differences that make Slichos distinct from a regular prayer should inform exactly what we're about to do. We're here after 1 o'clock in the morning. We're not by ourselves in our pajamas saying slichos. We experienced during the hurricane what it meant to have to daven alone. The best we could do was call in. This is Betzibur. We're a community. When we face these days of judgment, when we face these days which will determine our year ahead, can't do it alone. We don't have to do it alone. Look to your right and your left. Look at your friends. Look at the community. What a special community. The last couple of weeks, there for one another, helping one another, preparing for a storm, recovering from a storm, coordinating, networking, volunteering. That's our community. Nobody's at it alone. It doesn't matter your challenge. It doesn't matter your worry. It doesn't matter your fear for the year ahead. You're not doing this alone. It's Betzibur, not Beyachid. It can't be Balachash. I don't care how tired you are. You can't whisper the slichos. You can't say them to yourself. We momentarily have to join Shimi in filling this Rand sanctuary with the sound of a heartfelt, desperate, urgent prayer. Because there is so much at stake. And we've woken up balayla, lakum balayla. And the Rav points out that the notion that slichos are designed to be said at night, in between the other times of prayer, kum ironi balayla, nighttime is a time of bechia, it's crying out. It's raw emotion. It's a leap of faith. That's what this time is all about. The Lekach V'Alibuv points out that the slichos follow exactly the model of mincha. The ashrei, slichos instead of the amida, tachanun, kadosh tiskabel. Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim asks, why is it called mincha? There are aspects of a korban mincha even brought in the morning. So why is it called mincha? The Gemara tells us that mincha is the prayer which is most significant, most auspicious, most likely to penetrate the gates of heaven. Mincha means a gift, a present. When you interrupt your afternoon, when you interrupt the busyness of your day, when you carve out time to review your priorities and relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, that's a gift. It's taking a piece of ourselves and it's giving it to Him. And this too, waking up in the middle of the night. And not only waking up, but waking ourselves up. Being awake to take advantage of this moment to daven. There are so many people in our community and beyond who are relying on us. How could we be asleep? How could we be silent? How could we be a yachid? We're a community, proud community, a strong community, BRS strong. We can weather a hurricane and we can weather the challenges that come our way, but it's only if we do it together. And we daven from the deepest recesses of our heart. I've told you the story before that Rabbi Pesach Kron has shared. With this we end, as we near the Chatzos mark, a couple of minutes from now. Of a Jew who wasn't observant, wasn't Orthodox, but in Dallas he comes into the Orthodox shul, he meets with the rabbi and he says, I'd like to give you something. When can I have an appointment? And the rabbi, not knowing who he is and thinking he's just some stranger off the street, kind of blows him off, but the man persists. The rabbi finally gives him a moment of his time and they meet, and the man hands him a check. The check has lots of numbers on it. The rabbi's stunned. This stranger off the street, who he almost missed out on, what is this check for? And the man said, you know, I was recently in Israel on a trip. I'm not observant. I don't keep any Jewish law. I don't identify strongly as a Jew. I don't go to a synagogue. I was on a trip to Israel and we saw all of the sites and all of the major places, and finally at the end, the last stop we made was to the Kotel. To think we almost missed it. And there at the Kotel, caught my eye was one Jew at the wall. And he was praying in a way I've never seen before. Swaying back and forth, crying out loud, so sincere, such confidence. There was someone listening on the other end. I'd never seen anything like that before. And I decided right then and there, this trip moved me to want to make a donation. And I said, when I get home to Dallas, I'm going to make a large donation. And I thought to myself, you know, where should I go? And he said, you know, I should give this donation to the institution in my community that's the most likely that the Jew who inspired the donation at the wall would attend if he were here. So I asked, where's the Orthodox synagogue? And Rabbi, that's how I found you. And the rabbi, when he picked up his jaw from the floor and he saw how many digits were on that check, he said to him, you know, we had designed to build a learning center here in our synagogue, but we didn't have the funding, so we shelved the plan. But with this gift, with this donation, we can make a reality, we can make it happen. And they built that learning center, and the Dallas community continued to grow, and other institutions were added, and a growing dynamic Torah community that already existed but greatly expanded. And this Jew himself got further involved and ultimately became observant. But when Rabbi Krohn tells this story, he describes that this Heilige Yid at the Kotel is going to come upstairs after 120 years, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to say to him, look down at that city of Dallas. You see all those institutions and schools and all that it produced and all the Torah that's being learned and all the observant families? That's you. That goes on your ledger. You get the credit. That's your reward and your merit. And the Jew's going to say, Dallas, I don't even know where that is. I don't speak English. I don't have a passport. I've never been to America. Ribbono Shel Olam, you're making a mistake. You're confusing me with someone else. The Ribbono Shel Olam will say, no, I'm not. That day when you davened in that way, you have no idea who was watching and how inspired they became and what was born from it. All of that is because of you and the way you davened. We're not standing here as a group of yechidim, as individuals. We are a community, something so much greater than the sum of our parts. Our slichos can't be balachash, they can't be quiet. It's too much at stake. Dear friends who need a refuah shlema, dear friends who need to finally find their basher, dear friends who need to realize the dream of having children, dear friends who deserve not to worry how they'll pull food on their table on Yontif, let us cry out together and inspire one another and bring about results we may never even know about. Amir Tashem, Ribbono Shel Olam should hear our prayers and answer all Mishalos Libeinu, all of our heart, Latofa. Slichos begins on page 2.